I've got an iPad Pro and I've got the smart keypad. And while I can get the keypad to do some things, I can't get it to really work. So I know I'm missing something somewhere.
What's it not doing that you think it should be doing?
It's mostly not doing a whole lot.
If you're in like a text document, can you type with the QWERTY letters? Is it typing okay or is it not even doing that?
I'm doing that very well either.
The only thing I could think of. So does it do anything? I mean, is it just not working at all? If it's not doing anything, as if it's not, the iPad's not responding at all to it even existing, it's possible that that little tab that goes into the slot on the edge of the iPad, I don't know if you felt that, could I hook it onto it? So it's an iPad Pro, I assume, right? Is that correct? Yeah. I've actually seen it where you could actually hook it up the wrong way and that magnetic clasp will attach it, but it will not connect right. So it doesn't, it doesn't do any voiceover commands, it doesn't do anything at all, I assume.
Well, when I hit some of the keys, it'll say something.
Well, the possibility is that it actually is working, and maybe you're just not interacting with voiceover when you need to be. For instance, if you're in an edit field, like, pick anything, like a email or something like that, for example, you generally have to tap into it, which is like a voiceover space type of command, before you could actually type into it. So it's possible the keyboard is working, but you're just not activating like the sequence of events. Have you looked up, just did a Google search, did a search on Apple Viz for iOS keyboard voiceover commands?
No, I haven't.
That may be what you're missing. Some of those Apple Viz instructional tutorials will probably get you started along the way.
I did wonder if there's a place nearby where I could get my iPhone battery fixed.
I believe there is an Apple store in the Galleria Mall in Cambridge.
Actually, if you install the Apple Store app on the iPhone, it actually kind of tells you where the store is and how close it is and that type of thing. For that type of thing, I wouldn't get it done anyone but from Apple. I would not have a third party do that. Because Apple has kind of like a deal with it, because they knew about the Apple battery issues. So they may do it at a greatly reduced price. And you know it would get done right here. If there's anybody who has any experience with FCC Part 255 regulations about accessibility of communications devices, if they could shoot me an offline email sometime that's gone through that process, I'd actually like to ask them some questions about someone who has some experience actually who's gone through that. That's about it. I don't expect the answer right now.